She looks out into the field at the path Pa once walked, crying and longing for him. We miss him terribly, and Gek, being so young, is the only one able to vocalize our loneliness by continuing to ask for Pa. I am afraid for Gek. She is 4 years old and has stopped growing because of malnutrition. I want to kill myself knowing that it was I who stole the food from her mouth that one night. Your Pa will bring us lots of food when he returns, Ma tells Gek when she asks for Pa. The soldiers come to our village more and more often now. Each time they leave, they take fathers from the other families. They always come in pairs, though never the same pair twice, with their rifles and casual excuses. When they come, some villagers try to hide their fathers by sending them off to the woods or having them be conveniently gone. But the soldiers wait, standing around the chief's house, slowly smoking their cigarettes as if they have all the time in the world. After they finish the pack, they walk to their victim's hut, and loud cries and screams from inside follow. Then there's only silence. We all know they feed us lies about the fathers coming back the next morning. Still, there is nothing we can do to stop them. No one questions these disappearances. Not the chief, not the villagers, not Ma. I hate the soldiers now as much as I hate the Ankar and their leader Pol Pot. I etch their faces into my memory and plan for the day when I can come back and kill them. There have been rumors in the village that Pa was not killed in a Khmer Rouge mass execution. Rumors spread that the soldiers made Pa a prisoner on a faraway mountain and tortured him every day. But he survived and escaped to the top of the mountains. The soldiers, hunting for him, have not been able to catch him. People passing by our village say they have seen someone fitting Pa's description. They tell tales of Pa forming his own army, trying to recruit more soldiers to fight the Khmer Rouge. Upon hearing these rumors, Ma's face lights up and her eyes shine once again with hope. For a few days, she walks off to work with a little more life in her step, and even 12 hours later, the glimmer of a smile is still on her face. At night, she continuously fusses over our appearance, wiping the dirt off our faces, combing the knots out of our hair. She believes the stories wholeheartedly. If he has escaped, it will not be long now before he comes searching for us. Until we know for sure of his fate, we must never give up hope. Once again, she devotes herself to sitting on the steps, waiting for Pa's return.